Hello everyone, welcome to the Everett Jets SC Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Enyard, and today on the show is Manny Segura. How's it going, Manny?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. We were talking about it. Nice to see the sun out. It was a very, very wet weekend. And so we'll get to that in a few seconds here. But before we talk about the Jets, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into soccer. How old were you and all that good stuff?
So I started playing at a very young age, I'd say around 4 or 5. I started off with a club called FC Alliance. Well, then turned into Greater Seattle Surf. And I stayed with them basically a huge part of my youth soccer career. And my last 2 years of youth soccer, I went on and played for Crossfire Academy. So, yeah.
And Crossfire is one of those names you hear so often here in Washington. But as a player who's gone through the youth ranks all the way back to when you were, you know, 4 or 5, like you said, what is it like now, years later, to have these leagues like EPLY? How does that change the dynamic of college soccer and youth soccer in general in the state of Washington?
College-wise, I think it just gives college players something to do over the summer, a way to stay active and stay on top of their game. And then as far as youth soccer, it just gives you more time to play, you know. Some players, unfortunately, don't go off and play college. So I feel like this league will be an opportunity for that. So,
well, it's good to see, too, because you see a lot of, you know, whether it's the Rangers system up north or or like you mentioned, Crossfire. It's good to see all these players in those systems now getting some more play time in the summer as well. So it's always great to see that. What have you felt now being with the Jets for these past few weeks? Really honestly, you've been training actually for a few months and everything. What has it felt like for you personally being with the Jets? How do you compare that to other teams in your past?
The level of play is definitely there. A lot of the players on the Jets I actually played with when I was back at Greater Seattle Surf and FC Alliance, so we kind of have that friendship there. But it's nice to play with old teammates of mine. It's always a good time. So
now I know this past weekend played Pac Northwest. We say this every week. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but of course not what you guys were looking for. But you know, it goes without saying again, you know, this is an inaugural season for you guys. There's always going to be growing pains. What did you get, though, from that game against Pac Northwest, and how do you look now toward the future in getting things going for Everett?
I feel like a huge part of that game that we lacked on was the intensity. Second half, we definitely picked it up, and we were able to play up to Pac's level of play, and I just feel as if we are consistent throughout the rest of the season, it shouldn't be an issue. I feel like we should come home with more wins. So,
and you know, of course, Pac Northwest, they got beat the week before pretty badly, so they were mad. So that's also something you have to understand. And the good news is you guys get to get revenge against them in their home as well this weekend coming. What do you now? Do you think that having that back-to-back game, does that give you a better idea of, hey, this is what we need to do to get a win against these guys?
Definitely. We're all of the guys on the team are pretty hyped. We all kind of have that loss in the back of our minds. So I think we're gonna come out and we're gonna play. We're gonna come out intense. We're gonna be hungry to win after what happened, unfortunately, this past weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll probably see some real great soccer. So
yeah, no, I'm definitely excited. It's always great when you have, like we've mentioned, you know, them getting mad. Yeah, it's time to get a little angry, right? And really have an emphatic game coming up this weekend. So Now, when it comes to the team itself and right now, when you look forward to, these weeks are just flying by now. Is there a game on there as well that you're looking forward to coming back home? Is there a certain game you have circled on the calendar?
Not necessarily. I kind of just take it week by week, kind of focus on the team we're playing each week and not really worrying about the team after the one. It's just the way of the mindset I have. So right now we got a pack in mind, so that's all I'm really thinking about.
That totally makes sense too, and obviously nice to be at home, but like you mentioned too, nice to be able to, or like we mentioned a few minutes ago, nice to go on the road and also get them at their home. So now, but the fans obviously have been great for Everett. What was that like for that first regular season game in EPL? What was it like being in front of the fans, even if it wasn't the result that they were looking for?
I was honestly overall pretty impressed. That was my first actual home game I've ever played at, so it was pretty cool to see fans coming out and support. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the win, but I'm happy that they came out and supported us. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Every once in a while, we get this time of the year, and sometimes it's been jumbled together a little bit more because of what happened last year. But we get these tournaments like Euro and Copa America and Gold Cup. Which one is your favorite out of those to watch? And are you currently watching Copa as well as Euro right now?
I've been trying to watch all the games recently. It was the last week of school, so I had finals and whatnot, but I'm pretty active in watching as many games as I can. So
Who do you think when you're watching the teams right now? I know, and of course, like you mentioned, totally understand being being busy with finals. That obviously
yeah.
is important. But when the bits you've seen right now out of any of these tournaments, of course, Gold Cup hasn't started yet. It won't for a couple of weeks. But which teams have impressed you the most out of Euro or Copa or both?
Definitely France and Germany. I watched a good amount of that game before. Obviously, I had class or I had finals that day, but I watched a good amount of that game, and it was just quick play, fast play, and it was very fun to watch. I know Mbappe got a few goals, got called back, so it just shows how soccer has been being developed. So.
No, it's true. And you look at Mbappe and you look at Pogba and their vision of that game, and it's too bad that they were just a little bit offside.
Yeah,
Because,
man.
yeah, just man, it was so much fun to watch. Now, final question before I let you go. Who was a player you looked up to when you were growing up, and who is a player that you are impressed with the most right now and that you're always looking to watch on the pitch?
Definitely. Well, when I was younger, I was always watching Ronaldinho on Barcelona, and he was always a player that I always loved to watch. He was always coming up with something new. And then recently, I've just been watching Messi and Neymar. Those are two players that I like to look up to. They both are very good players, and I try to learn a couple things from them. So yeah, Neymar's confidence level is ridiculous. That's all I have to say.
It's funny because a few of the people who I've had on the show, they've mentioned Ronaldinho, and I feel like you guys are too young almost, but it's so great to hear that because you're absolutely right. What an incredible, just exciting player. And so good to hear that he had an impact on so many players today. So and of course the other two, how can you deny that? Incredible. Well, Manny, it's been great having you on the show. Best of luck against Pac Northwest. Let's get them this time. And yeah, anything you want to say before you go to the fans?
Nothing much. Just thank you for supporting us. Hope to see you guys out on our next home game, or even this weekend at Starfire. So.
Absolutely, that's right, guys. Make sure you check out the calendar. Know where you can catch Everett Jets, whether it's on the road or at home. You can find that at Everett Jets FC's website. Thank you so much again, Manny, and hopefully we'll have you on the
Thank
show
you.
again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
great having Manny on the show. I want to thank him one more time for taking the time out of his day to be on here. And before I let all of you go, I'll update you on what happened in Week 3 in EPLY action. Bellingham United takes down the reigning champs, Washington Premier, 3-1. Bellingham United still undefeated and at the top of the table. That was on the road as well. Olytown Artesians also get 3 points on the road against Yakima United. That was a 2-1 win. As you know, Everett Jets fall to Pac Northwest 5-0 at Archbishop Murphy. And finally, Vancouver Victory and Tacoma Narrows. They are playing in Vancouver, and they battled to a 1-1 draw. Now let's take a quick look here at the standings. Like I mentioned, Bellingham United leads the table and therefore, of course, leading the North Division with 3 wins on 3 matches played. That's a total of 9 points for those of you who love math. Washington Premier, the reigning champs, they are in second place. Pac Northwest in third, and Everett Jets at the bottom, but they're going to turn that around. We know it. EPLY South Division, Olytown Artesians lead the way. They've got 6 points. Yakima United, they are second. Vancouver Victory in third, and Tacoma Narrows rounds out that list in fourth. As for the Golden Boot Race, Hector Valdivinos of Yakima United leads away with 3 goals so far, with a flurry of players at 2 goals, so he's got a lot of people on his tail. Alright guys, thank you so much once again for joining this week's show, and yeah, we'll be back soon. Later.